25 years ago, I found myself at a spot I'd never encountered before. I was facing a season of weariness. We had been in the midst of a lot of ministry, and years had passed, and we had quickly seen our family grow and had a little girl and a baby boy. And in the midst of that particular chapter of life, we found ourselves very tired, very weary. I told Cindy, we need to leave town. We need to take a break. So we headed to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and I said, I'm going to drive as far as I can after church today, and we'll get as far as we can go, and then we'll make the rest of it up the next day. And I moved from Little Rock, Arkansas, in our car to Memphis, as far as I could go. So weary. I remember that wave coming across me and realizing that I never encountered anything like that, because I began ministry in this vibrant, fabulous church that had so much going on with it. And then I moved to another church that had so much going on. And in the midst of all of that busyness and all the focus and all the great blessings, I found myself at a point where all of a sudden I was weary. And what I discovered this past week is, after all these years going through a particular chapter in life this past week, that weariness came back at me again. And it caused me to catch myself inside of God's Word and allow it to speak to where I'm at and to speak to your lives today. Because the truth is, there is wisdom beyond weariness. There is a wisdom that God gives us in the midst of our weary moments, our difficult moments, those chapters we live through that we don't completely understand. Our weariness can be answered in the wisdom of God. And yet, many times we allow that weariness to continue on. And as it continues on, it has a devastating effect on us if we don't center our hearts on what the Lord has for us. And today, we center in on all that Christ has for each one of our lives, because today we come to an experience in which we encounter Him as speaking to our hearts as it relates to our own weariness. And you may be here, and in your own mind and heart, you have a weariness. It may come from different things. It can come from rejection. It can come from a relational breakup. It can come from a death. It can come from the heartache of watching something transpire that you never dreamed would happen. You find yourself all of a sudden weary, and that weariness weighs on you and takes hold of you. And if you're not careful, that weariness will grab hold and steal your capacity to be who God intends for you to be. And so as we think about that today, I want us to grasp the power of what it means to connect into God's wisdom and what God's wisdom can do in each one of our lives. And I want to begin by asking you a question. Have you ever found yourself weary? Have you ever found yourself in a place where you go, wow, this doesn't seem like my normal spot. I'm overwhelmed by this or challenged by that. Facing something perhaps you've never faced before. And as a result, that weariness sets in. And if you're not careful, what you discover is that weariness, watch this, weariness that is not answered in wisdom will lead to despair. And the reason you see lots of people despairing in life is that they end up depending only on themselves, tapping into their own energy, tapping into their own resource, and it's not enough, because that weariness comes at a wave and it comes at you. It's like a tsunami of challenge, and you have to ask yourself, can I make it through this? Can I go through this particular chapter? You see, this week, we buried our dear friend, and in burying our dear friend, Bill, we found ourselves in a chapter of life that was different than any other chapter, because our entire adult lives were connected to this guy who continually encouraged, continually loved, continually blessed. And all of a sudden, the phone no longer rings. The text messages no longer come through. The Facebook messages never come across the computer screen. All of a sudden, we find ourselves at a place where, again, we were weary. And in that weariness, we discover that there are times, watch this, that we need an answer that encompasses the wisdom of God. And I ask you a question today as you think about where you are. Have you ever found yourself needing an answer that encompasses all of the wisdom of God, that would actually help you know how to move through it, what to do, where to find your strength, where to find something to tap into? You see, today we look inside of God's Word and we realize what Jesus said in Matthew 11. It was clear that Jesus said that all ye who are weary and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your soul. So Jesus understood something. We would find ourselves at times weary, going through things that seem to take all the life out of us because of the treasure that we have lost. And yet, Jesus made it very clear that you would take His yoke and you would find your rest in Him. Paul understood that as well in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It's there that Paul makes this very, very clear admonition. There is a word going on about you that some of you are living undisciplined lives. In fact, he says some of you are just being busybodies. But he said, for those of you who understand who you are in the Lord, in verse 13, he says, do not grow weary in doing good. So watch this. Jesus understood that we would be weary. Paul understood that in the midst of our weariness, we need to keep doing good. But I can't think of a better character to look at today than someone who probably experienced as many waves of weariness as anyone. He was a man who was chosen and anointed to be king, yet he lived in a cave. He was a man, watch this, he was a man who obviously had a title, but none of the privileges connected to it. He was a man who saw himself looking in the eyes of Bathsheba and realizing a wave of weariness was about to take away his entire focus in life. Here was a man who would experience the rejection of his own son, and his son saying that he wanted his position, his place. Can you imagine how weary David must have been? No doubt there were times that David found himself overwhelmed. And in fact, that's probably why he wrote this psalm. If you have your Bible, open to Psalm 40, because as you turn to this particular psalm, if this is a place where David opens up about where he is, opens up about what's going on, opens up about what pain he feels. And if you're here today, you can be weary and no one else know it but you. You can be weary and find yourself overwhelmed by some circumstance, overwhelmed by some situation. And it's in that weariness, watch this, it is in that weariness that the wisdom of God must rest on your life. It's in that weariness that you find the answers to the things that you're encountering. Look, if you would, at verse 17, because here he summarizes everything that he has felt as he is in the midst of this very weary chapter of his life. Notice in 17 what he says there. I'm afflicted. I'm needy. I need you, Lord. Let the Lord be mindful of me. You're my help and my deliverer. Do not delay. Oh, my God. Watch this. Here's David. He's weary because of all that's going on. The pain and agony of all of what is transpiring in his life at this particular journey, a point of his journey. Here he's going, I'm afflicted. I'm needy. I need you to help me. And what you discover is, watch this, when we are weary, it is then that we find and discover the absolute wisdom of God to carry us through that. And so today, as you think about it in your own life, I want to show you three things that come out of David's experience. Because what you discover, and we're going to be reading, if we could, in the first few verses of this psalm, we're going to read some verses. You're going to discover something that might help you on your journey. Because it's not by accident today that we take communion. Because today we look inside of where we are. And if you have something that has taken you down the pathway of weariness, it is time, watch this, to get on the highway of holiness that leads you, watch this, to that pathway of wisdom. Because watch this, God has wisdom for us. If we're willing to experience what he has for us. Look, if you would, in verse 1 of Psalm 40. Notice as David declares, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done and your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Sacrifice and meal offerings you have not desired. My ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you have not required. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O God. Your law is within my heart. When you read this, you realize that here's David captured by his own weariness, but also with the wisdom to connect to God's purpose for his life. And I want to show you today as we look at this, I want you to grab hold of where you are and see if it doesn't connect into a very clear pathway for you. It's a pathway of wisdom that says when you're in the midst of some weary moment, you don't have to despair. You don't have to find yourself discouraged. You can find yourself equipped and to experience whatever it is God has for you. The first thing you see is, you see him waiting patiently. It's interesting. In fact, when you look at it, it's here that we see that waiting is what opens the door to wisdom. I mean, watch what he does here. As we wait, all of a sudden something begins to happen. And I don't know if you're like me, but when I'm going through something that's challenging, I don't want it to last very long. Do you? I mean, when I'm going through something that encompasses more than I want to encompass in life, I want to move on through that to the next chapter. You see, my dear friend ended up with cancer in February, And he had a long battle, a challenging battle. And there were chapters that obviously you could sense his weariness. And even for those who love him the most, the weariness was there as well. And yet, as we look at what David says here, here's what he gives it. He starts to push us beyond our own human weariness to understand that I waited patiently for the Lord, which tells you something. God always has an answer, but it comes in his timing. So you got to be careful not to jump ahead and think you find the answer. And notice what it says here. It's real interesting how David describes this. The first thing you see is that he intimately connects to us. Notice what it says here. He inclined to me. It's like all of a sudden, watch this, he knelt down and whispered into his heart what he needed. Aren't you glad when you're going through a difficult time that all of a sudden you don't hear this thundering voice that says, get up, get moving? Aren't you glad you hear a still, small voice that says you're going to make it through this? The Lord's going to be with you. He's going to watch over you. You see, what happens here is all of a sudden he says that the Lord inclined himself to him. In other words, he got right there and began to talk, began to share with his heart. You see, he waited until the Lord was close to him. Then he heard the Lord. But not only that, you'll notice that he not only did he incline, but notice that next part of that verse, he also heard my cry. He heard my cry. And when you read this, you realize that here is David acknowledging that the Lord listens to us with compassion. Aren't you glad that he is a God of compassion, that hears our hurts, hears our pains, hears our weariness? He listens to us with compassion. You ever talk to somebody who lacked compassion, who just was matter of fact? I'll never forget, a few years ago, I had a medical test, and it was with a doctor I had not met before, I got done with the test, and you could tell that he just didn't have that skill of compassion. And so he walked in, and, we've cut some polyps out, and we'll be getting back to you, and we'll talk to you, and if it's cancer, we'll let you know. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, if it's cancer, let's be a little more compassionate about this. Let's make me feel like you really care. And I'll never forget, I went into follow-up to make sure no problem and sat down. And he said, okay, everything looks good. You don't have any. And I'm thinking, where is the compassion? Where's the connection point? And listen carefully. If you're going through something difficult, make sure your doctor has compassion. If not, get another doctor. Because life is too short to have somebody just making it out like a robotic thing. I mean, aren't you glad the Lord doesn't do that? I mean, can you imagine you had something going on in your life and the Lord said, well, you're going to make it okay? And what does he do? He listens. He listens to us. I want to ask you, don't you love it when someone really listens to you? I mean, someone really hears what's going on inside of you. You see, all of us, listen, we all need to be patiently waiting for him to listen to us. And aren't you glad that whenever we share our heart with the Lord, he hears us? I mean, here's what David said. He inclined to me and he started listening to me. Listen, when you are weary, he is there to listen to you. My buddy Bailey over here, his same friend that we buried, he did the graveside part of that service. And it was quite assuring just to listen to him talk about, if Bill is still in that casket, then we have nothing. We have nothing to bank our lives on. But if he's in heaven, we have everything to bank our lives on. You see, when we're in the midst of weariness, we need to listen carefully. But I want you to notice thirdly, though. Notice what happens here. He says that he found me in my pit of destruction. Notice how he says it. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. He took me out of this pit I was in. And watch this carefully. He delivers us from our weariness in the midst of our journey if our eyes are fixed on him. He delivers us from our weariness. You ever been in the pits? You ever been stuck in a spot, couldn't get past? You ever been weary? Listen, have you ever been mired in the clay? It's interesting what David does here. Because David says, you know what? Sometimes we get stuck in a spot where we don't see much light. I mean, can you imagine how many times David found himself in that spot? And as a result, he says, you know what? He took me out of that. What a great assurance for you and me. He delivers us from our own weariness. He delivers us from our own pits. People always make that statement. You know, life is the pits, or I've been in the pits. What you're really hearing there is that anything, listen carefully, if the Lord's not with you when you get in the pit, you're going to be there a lot longer. I mean, you're going to be stuck there. But if he's with you, he says he pulled me out of that pit and out of the miry clay. You ever find yourself, you ever had red clay on your feet? If you're in Georgia, you probably have at some point. And I'll tell you one thing, you don't want to get on your carpet, you don't want to get on anything, do you, with that red clay there. And here's what David said. In my weariness, it was like clay all over me. It was like overwhelming, and then all of a sudden, he washed it away. He took it away. And that's why he said, he set my foot on a solid rock. a solid foundation. Look how he says it there. He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. What's he saying here? In the midst of our weariness, he'll establish our foundation. He'll give us something to stand on. He'll give us something to hang on to. Listen, when someone you love goes to be with Jesus, he gives you something. He lets your heart not be troubled. You can believe in God. You can believe also in him. He's got a plan for your life. And what you discover here is if you don't have a foundation, then everything that shakes you, every moment, every experience causes you to be more weary, more overwhelmed. And you have to ask yourself, how solid is your foundation? If it's founded on the Lord, then nothing can shake you. He said, he set my foot on a firm place. Something about being on that stable ground, a stable ground of acknowledging that we're waiting patiently on God to speak to us. But you'll notice the second thing he does here. He does something very powerful because he put a new song in my heart. He put a new song in my heart. And I love how he does, because obviously you realize this. Almost half of the Psalms are written by David, okay? So when you get into Psalms, you get into David's songs. These are his songs. And he said, he put a new song in my heart. And when we see this, we realize something. When we go through a season of weariness, our hearts will hear a new song. Flying back on a plane this week, and my wife was napping, and all of a sudden I started listening to some music that as I heard the words, tears began to fall down my cheeks, and I thought to myself, I'm sure for the flight attendants, for others, they're going to think, man, that guy is really having a hard time. But it was as though the Lord was putting a new song in my heart, a new song that caused me to focus on God's big plan for all of our lives. I want to ask you, when's the last time you heard a new song? Because you'll notice what he says here. He put this new song in my heart, a song of praise to God, which tells you something about what kind of music you listen to. Listen, if you're weary, you be careful what you listen to, because some music will make you more weary. You've heard it. There's some music you go, where did that come from? It's just weary. There's other music that lifts your spirit up, that moves you forward. And notice what he says here, though. He says so clearly, many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. What's he saying here? Real impact occurs when we trust, because others will see it. Others will understand it. Others will move through it and grasp it. As my dear friend found himself headed towards heaven, he found himself diagnosed about 4 months ago, but he took a piece of paper and he pinned the principles that he wanted to live by as he went through that experience. And each one of those principles had a message of hope, had a message and meaning and purpose, something that said something about where life was supposed to go. He talked about how you got to learn something new every day. You got to keep moving forward. You got to have a good attitude. You got to help somebody be the best. And as I heard all those principles, I thought, man, what he's really saying was that there's impact when we trust. There's impact. And when we trust and we believe. And he goes on to say, look at verse 4, how blessed is a man who has made the Lord his trust and not turn to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. What is he saying here? The person who comes to a place where they understand where the blessings come from. Real blessings come to those who are humble. And he says, be careful the person who lapses into falsehood. In other words, be careful the person who acts like they have it all together when they really are just proud and arrogant and are missing the best. All of us in our lives, we find those who are proud. And what David's saying here is, nobody with pride takes me out of my weariness. It's in humility that we humble ourselves. And what pride does, pride goes before the fall. It gets in our way. But humility opens the door for us to be empowered to live. What kind of song do you hear? Do you hear a song in the midst of your weariness that moves you forward? You see, the Lord has a song for all of us. David sang lots of songs. Those songs were powerful. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. You see, when you listen to David's songs, you realize something. Here's David at a moment in his life of weariness who he says, God put a song in my heart. And I'm going to tell you, when we hear that, something powerful happens inside of us. We hear a new song. You ever heard a song on the radio that clicked? That really made a difference? When you heard that, you go, wow, that really speaks to me. And that song grabs hold of your heart and takes you somewhere. You and I need to be wise enough to look at our lives and make sure that we're listening for a new song. Listen, if you get yourself in a spot where you're weary, don't listen to an old song. Don't listen to a song you've heard before that didn't get you. Listen to a new song. By the way, it may be a song you've heard before, but all of a sudden you hear it a new way, because all of a sudden it meets you where you are. You see, if you listen to Chris Tomlin's song, I Will Rise, after someone you love has gone, then all of a sudden your focus shifts, that all of a sudden everything, someday we all will rise. And so what you have to do is make sure that you're wise enough to know that he puts a song in your heart. So first of all, he's wise. He waits. Secondly, he listens for a song. In verse 5, he says, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders that you have done, which you have done for me." Watch this. Those, when we look at our lives will come to a place where we marvel at his wonders. You see, I marvel at how in the midst of difficulty and heartache, he becomes a peace. I marvel at a time when we find ourselves struggling, he becomes our answer. I marvel at all the stories that I've heard of how we see people in the midst of their weariness, all of a sudden finding comfort in the Lord. He says, there's the wonders of what you've done. You realize how wonderful it is that he knows your name, that he inclines himself to you, that he listens with compassion, he takes you out of your pit. You see, there's something powerful about that that you and I must not miss. Must not miss in our journey. And notice a couple things about this, because you'll notice what he says here. And your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. What is he trying to say? We have to recognize his amazing thoughts in our life. I mean, he's the one who speaks to us, directs us, guides us. Not by accident today that we come into a moment in which we look intimately into our own lives. And if you're here and maybe you're weary, you're weary by someone else's choice. You're weary by some illness. You're weary by someone else's heartache. You're weary by life. You're weary by your career. It's here that you find strength to carry you forward, to give you the equipping you need. And here he says, your thoughts are unbelievable. Your thoughts are absolutely wonderful. It's quite amusing. My buddy, when he was near the end of his journey, he realized that the Lord would call him home. And he said to his daughter, he said, "You know what? Can I give you a list of everybody I don't want to come to my service?" And she said, "Well, why would you want to do that?" She said, "There are just some people I don't want to be there." And what had happened was their thoughts had not blessed his life. Watch this. And his thoughts didn't connect into where those people were. And it was quite intriguing to realize that for most of those people that were on the list, they didn't come anyway. For those who did, no doubt they had to hear something that really challenged them. But what you see here is David said, "Your thoughts are so awesome." I mean, aren't you glad that God thinks a different way than you do? Have you ever thought about how many thoughts you have that aren't worth a plug nickel? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, have you ever just thought thoughts and you thought, "Man, that was a waste of time. That didn't take me anywhere." Well, here's David saying, "Your thoughts, Lord, are wonderful. They're awesome." But he also says something else very, very powerful, because he speaks not only to his thoughts, but notice what he says in the latter part of verse 5. "If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Sacrifice, meal offerings, you've not desired for me. My ears you have opened." And what he's saying here is that there are incomparable insights that God has as our ears are open to what he has to say to us. We recognize that his ways are above our ways, Isaiah 55. We recognize that God has a perfect plan. And if you're here today and maybe you find yourself at a weary spot, maybe you just find yourself overwhelmed by what it is you're facing, maybe in your spiritual journey, Jesus used to be really close to you, but it seems as though there's a distance between your intimate walk with him and where you are in life. And all of a sudden you come to church today and you hear me say to you, "Wait patiently for him. Listen for a new song. Marvel at what he has for you." And that's what brings us to this moment in which we come to this table. Because here's what we discover. This table, Jesus knew something about his disciples and others as he was teaching them at the Last Supper. He knew that they would get weary at times. He knew that they would need the wisdom that comes from God. And that's why he said, "Whenever you do this in memory of me. Remember who I am. Do this in remembrance of me, and make sure that you don't miss this." And so today, here's what I want you to do. As we encounter this moment of intimacy with God, as we commune together, I want to challenge you to do something. I want you to look inside who you are. Ask yourself a question. Have I let something get me weary? Have your children made you weary? Has your mate made you weary? Has your job made you weary? Has your income level made you weary? Has your circumstance made you weary? Has your friends made you weary? What you discover is that if you come back to the wisdom of God, he'll take away all your weariness, and you will see the treasure of what God has placed in your life. Be it your family, be it your mate, be it your job, be it your income. Whatever it is, as we come to this moment, look inside and let your weariness go, and let the wisdom of God grab hold of your heart. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that you meet us at the point of our weariness. You meet us at the point of where we anguish and pain and difficulty, and you become our answer. You take away our weariness, and you become the answer that gives us assurance and strength. Lord, the pathway of wisdom takes us by weariness away from despair and into direction. And Lord, give us that today. May we encounter you in a new, intimate, powerful way. We ask you, Lord, to do what only you can do. Move in this fellowship. Move in the heart of someone here who is weary. Lord, if someone's weary here, let them realize that their pit of destruction, their miry clay, is answered in the one who puts them on a firm foundation. You are the Lord Jesus. You meet us where we are, and we bless you for that. I pray, Lord, that you would help us in this moment to look inside, and if we're weary about something, that we would reconnect to the wisdom that comes from you, and we'd be blessed in a special way by your presence in our life. For we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.